This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you as live as it can be from Honolulu, Hawaii, overlooking Greater Oahu. The lead stories are Verizon is cutting 10,000 jobs from Yahoo and AOL. Does that come as any surprise? For those of you that live in the Sunshine State, texting tax. Yes, a texting tax may be coming to those of you in California. Have you heard about the Bitcoin extortion scam spreading across the country? Or how about giving up your cell phone for a year with a chance to win $100,000? Those stories and more. I want to welcome you to episode 1334 of the Geek News Center podcast for Thursday, December 13th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. And of course, support this show today by becoming a Geek News Central Insider at GeekNewsCentral.com/insider. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all of the Ohana, all the longtime listeners and viewers of the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for staying subscribed. If you're watching the show live tonight, it's late. I'm starting the show just about 10 minutes before 9 Hawaiian Standard Time. I'll talk about that, why we've got a late start tonight here in a minute. So hopefully I'll be able to keep the energy up for the show, and probably no one will watch live because everyone else is in bed throughout the United States. Maybe we'll get some people from Australia watching, who knows. But if you're brand new to the show, I want you to take some time and get over to geeknewscentral.com. And when you're on the website, all you got to do is subscribe to the podcast via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, on Android via email, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify. Lots of ways to subscribe to the show. Don't worry. If you don't know how to do that, just click on the more subscribe options on the page. That'll get you connected. Right on the right-hand column of the website, right as the page loads, is where you're going to find that information. Of course, you can sign up for a newsletter as well. Our newsletter contains everything I'm going to talk about during the show today. That's a great way to stay connected here with the Ohana. Of course, Ohana means family. You can watch this show on your Apple TV by loading the Geek News Central video version up. Or you can listen on blueberry.com. You can listen on your smart home device by using the keyword to launch your device and say, play the podcast Geek News Central. This show is live. We're live on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and also on Mixer and multiple channels across all of those platforms. You can always join our chat room. Our chat room is available for you. Geeknews.chat. Geeknews.chat is the place to go for the chat room. We want you to get connected there or just join our Slack channel. Our Slack channel contains everything it's a lot of conversations happening over there. So join the Slack channel. All you got to do is send me an email to be part of that. And you can contact me via email, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, or on Twitter @geeknews. Of course, you can follow me on Facebook just by searching for my name, Todd Cochran. When you're over on the website at geeknewscentral.com, don't forget about our GNC weekend review done by our one and only Kirk. He's the executive producer of this show. And of course, we got the gadget professor, Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site being written by my writing team. We've got the new media show that's hosted by myself and Mr. Rob Greenlee and the podcast Legend Show. You can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. This podcast is sponsored by our good friends at GoDaddy.com. They've been here with us since June of 2005. I do want to thank everyone. Got the sales report for November. Another month. Good job, everyone. Continue to thank you for your ongoing picking up products and services over there. A lot of you used the 30% promo code this last month, which was a great opportunity to save a lot of money over there. Of course, all of our GoDaddy codes are meant to save you money, whether it be a 99cent.com or a $2.49 a month economy or managed WordPress hosting for the first year. Actually, I think that's the regular price. It's a special price for us. I think you get to lock that in. And again, you get a free domain with that. So $2.49 a month for economy hosting or managed WordPress hosting, again, with a free domain. Or if you're a business owner, try that 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal, business, or business Plus plans. You know, being it is the month of giving, we're here in the month of December. Christmas is just around the corner, or, you know, depending on what you may celebrate, maybe it's Hanukkah. You can give the gift that's going to really allow someone to build an empire, whether it be a domain name attached to a website, a domain name alone, some sort of online product. GoDaddy has really everything you need for that person that's impossible to shop for. If you've been encouraging a family member or a friend, someone to get started with a business, really, if you think about it, for under $30, you can get them connected up and get them set up for the first year with their web hosting. And it's a great way to give a little nudge. There's some value there to say, hey, you know, I went out there and we got this set up for you. You know, we're going to help you do some mentoring, whatever it may be, whether it be content, whether it be an online shop, you name it, you've got an opportunity, because GoDaddy has all these tools and services that you can tie in to the products that I basically promote here to build an empire. You look what we've done with Geek News Central and everything from the very beginning. GoDaddy's been a big part of that. So definitely check all my promo codes out at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. I want to thank GoDaddy for their ongoing long-term support of this show. It's simply incredible. Really, it is. And I hope you guys understand how special it is to have a sponsor that has supported this show for as long as they've had to allow me to keep the lights on, keep the bills paid, keep the writers employed. It really, everything that goes into the machine and the upcoming CES coverage, none of that would absolutely, unequivocally not be possible without GoDaddy as a sponsor here. And so all the content that's going to come out of CES that I'll be putting online, all of that is a direct correlation to the sponsorship of GoDaddy of this podcast. So definitely check out all those promo codes. Again, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Well, here we are. And, oh man, this, and I'm looking at the calendar. It's the 13th. And I'm like, oh my God. You know, I've got 12 days before Christmas. Actually, 11 days before Christmas. A bunch of parties in between. Things to do. Family to see. My wife's sister's coming on Christmas Day. Then that night, I fly out to go and be with my daughter for hopefully the delivery of my first grandchild. And if the baby doesn't come early, and then back here for just 3 or 4 days, and then off, you know, have to ship stuff in the intern, get my suitcase situated, and boom, out to Vegas. And then back from Vegas and do a complete turnaround, and then out on the essentially the sales trail for 5 weeks. And we were supposed to have our big announcement today. The co-entity that is basically in charge of the master announcement delayed it until next Tuesday. So I'll be able to talk about it, I think, on the next show, probably. And give you guys the details that kind of clue you into some of the stuff that's going on. But it's just like I'm thinking to myself, my God, I'm out of time, because I normally have all this extra time after Christmas to kind of get the gear around, be kind of lazy about it. Everything's got to be packed by really a week from Saturday. I think I have to have everything done by, or maybe even by Sunday the 23rd, just 10 short days. I got to have everything stacked, racked, packed, and ready to ship. And it's usually, you know, I usually don't have it ready that fast, and along with a whole bunch of other logistical stuff. So next week is, I mean, I'm going to be down grind, getting ready for CES. It'll be, you know, I probably can pull it together 2 or 3 days and have everything ready, but it's onslaught of emails, vendor negotiations to come do the interviews. All that stuff is going on right now. So it's crazy. So why for the late show start today? Well, today's my son's birthday. So there's a restaurant he wanted to go to. He turned 15 and he wanted Mexican food. So I basically said, okay, well, we'll meet at 5:30. He had to do, he's on the volleyball, well, he's working out to get ready to be on the volleyball team. So I finished weight training at 4:50. He jumped in my wife's car and we met at the mall where this place was and walked up to it, and the place was out of business. And we're like, what do we do now? And I'm kind of thinking TikTok in the back of my mind, you know, TikTok, the show's got to get going and start. And, you know, I figured we could have got in here 5:30, get set down, food basics, 30, and back at the house by 7. Oh, no, nope, didn't work out that way. So here we are right at 9 p.m. I think I got home about 8:30. So I did a quick turn, jumped in the shower to recharge and be ready to do the show. But we chose Cheesecake Factory. And I don't know how we did it, but my son and his girlfriend joined and we'd ordered nachos and 3 entrees. And my son showed up and they'd already ate. So he ordered a beer and they shared, we all kind of shared some food. And bill was like $100. I was like, how does that happen, going to Cheesecake Factory and having 5 of us sitting there, and we had dessert? And I was like, yes, it was a good night that way. But race back here, we had separate vehicles. I raced back here and started slamming the power switches and getting pages opened up. And so hopefully I am prepped for the content I'm about to give you. All right, so what else? But being real quick here, I think I've talked it all out. I think we're good. I've got some decisions to make on the show while I'm out. So I've got to make some, talk with Kirk and decide what to do. But I really want it focused. I want the content focused around CES announcements. I want to try to keep this, the whole Ohana Cyper focused on what's going to happen in Vegas. So I'll talk to Kirk about that. And anyway, we'll come up with a plan. All right. So let's get into the stack of stuff. And let me save this and close it. And I can get rid of a couple of windows here. I need a little H2O. So it's kind of funny, me drinking iced tea and my son drinking beer. Kind of the opposite, right? So Verizon is cutting 10,000 jobs and admits its Yahoo AOL division is a failure. Its division is failing in the ad market and it could get worse. Should we be even surprised? Now, this is a voluntary separation program. And the cuts represent nearly 7% of Verizon's workforce and were announced along with a $4.6 billion charge related to struggles in Verizon / Yahoo / AOL's business divisions. I think all of us could have told, I think we even said it on the show that this was a bad, bad investment. So Verizon describes the voluntary buyouts as well as ongoing failures in a Securities and Exchange Commission filing. These buyouts affect U.S.-based management employees and multiple business segments, not just Yahoo and AOL. Verizon's media business branded Oath has experienced increased competitive and market pressure throughout 2018. The result in lower than expected revenues and earnings. These pressures are expected to continue to have resulted in a loss of marketing position to our competitors in digital advertising business. Oath has also achieved lower than expected benefits from the integration of Yahoo Incorporated and AOL Incorporated's businesses. Of course, $4.6 billion non-cash goodwill impairment charge. Wow. So their media strategy backfires. Broadband and cable TVs have been trying to gain share in advertising and TV programming markets, but Verizon has fallen behind its biggest competitor in that regard, AT&T, who bought Time Warner. And of course, Comcast failed in its attempt to purchase 21st Century Fox as well, but it still owns NBC Universal, which is another sucking armpit of cash. So they tried to buy out 44,000 employees. And said 10,400 were taking the buyout and we'll get up to 60 weeks salary bonus. Wow. And benefits depending on the length of the service. So, bad news. Bad news from folks at Verizon. It's a bloodbath over there. Not surprised with those two properties whatsoever. So cell phone owners in California, this is just beautiful. You know, at what point do people say enough is enough? California is considering a texting tax. Yes, a texting tax. Cell phone owners in California could soon pay an extra for the privilege of sending texts thanks to landline era legislation and changing usage patterns. According to recent public law filings, the state's Public Utilities Commission is considering a plan that would bill users a monthly fee for any text message service they use. And phone service carriers aren't happy about it. Well, what about the users? What about the users? The exact structure of the charge varies between carriers who aren't exactly enthusiastic. The commission will vote on the measure on January 10th and is facing strong opposition from industry trade groups such as the CTIA, which represents AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile. The commission also needs to consider how messaging services factor into the decision. Apps such as WhatsApp and iMessage would be exempt from the charge. So they're trying to raise like $45 million. Man, don't you love? All right, California listeners, come on. Come on, tell me what you think about this tax. I know you're out there. I'm looking at the DMA tracking information from the show. We got lots of listeners in San Francisco and also LA. Come on, I want to hear from you. A texting tax. I think it's hilarious, to be honest with you. At some point, folks in California are going to learn it's time to leave. Just don't go to Texas or, you know, how about like Wisconsin or Oregon is a good place too, because a lot of people from California have moved to Oregon. Oh, I think a lot of people are going to be moving to Texas. We'll talk about why here in a minute. Bitcoin scammers are sending bomb threats worldwide, causing evacuations. They're sending waves of threats to businesses, schools, and other locations in English-speaking countries across the world, demanding Bitcoin in exchange for not detonating a supposed bomb. There's been no evidence of any actual explosives being placed, but it's caused numerous evacuations, law enforcement investigations across U.S., Canada, and New Zealand. Police are both investigating potential threats and asking victims to exercise cautions. Several examples of the email threats have been posted online. A typical example printed by the Cedar Rapids Police Department carries the subject line, "Do not waste your time." The sender warns that a man is carrying an explosive device into the building where your business is conducted. And the sender demands $20,000 in Bitcoin by the end of the day, claiming the recruited person will detonate the bomb if he sees any police activity or unusual behavior. "Nothing personal, that it is just a business," the email continues. "If the explosive device detonates and authorities see this letter, we are not terrorists and don't assume any liability for explosion other places." And they give a Bitcoin wallet address. Wow. So three distinct wallets have been in utilization. And this is definitely a ransomware scam. So I'll be honest with you, Bitcoin, I think I talked a little bit on the show. We had someone that had come in to one of our properties, found a relatively small bug. They had informed us and told us exactly what they found, where they found it. They let us patch it and then suggested a bounty. And I was very happy to send the individual a small bounty in Bitcoin for having reported the bug. Now, we sat back and watched and decided how many more of these are we going to get. And we only got one more. We got one more that the person had one more on tap, which was a little more deeper. And we were happy to pay it. For me, I said, it's, you know, this is this was kind of inexpensive, inexpensive lessons for us. So I can see where it can be used in a positive light, which we considered it. Because there was no threat, there was no demand, there was just a, you know, if you feel this was good, we'd love to be rewarded for it. And we did, almost as you would a consultant. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I'd asked the individual who was overseas, if you find anything else, let us know. And we were cordial with the person, and it was a good way to have an interaction. Now, you know, you can go the other way too. But, and it was a good way for, you know, that person wanted a Bitcoin in a specific way. And I'm sure he was worried, or he or she was worried about us going to the authorities, which, you know, this was not, anything like that, that I would have ever even considered. But boy, oh boy, sending bomb threats, that's pretty scary stuff. It really, really is. All right. Vitamin water will pay you big. First of all, how many of you drink this vitamin water? I have a couple of times. I'm not a super big fan of it, but vitamin water will pay you big bucks to give up your phone for a year. We'll find out if $100,000 in a lie detector test can keep one person from touching any smartphone for 12 months. I think they're not going to have no problem finding someone to do this. So how are they going to work this? How are they going to prove? They said that the requirements are potential contestants need to enter by posting a photo to Twitter, Instagram, telling Vitamin Water why they need a break from their smartphones. Entries will be judged based on creativity, brand relevance, humor, and quality. And don't mention Gatorade, or that will get you disqualified. Hopefuls will have until January 8 to enter. Vitamin Water is serious about the potential winner staying off smartphones. This means that you may not physically operate, caress, hug, or otherwise be physically affectionate with anyone's smartphone. It says laptops, desktops, and smart home assistants are okay, though. The contestant won't be without a phone. Vitamin Water will provide a 1996-era cell phone and a monthly plan to handle voice communication needs. The smartphone-less guinea pig will also have to submit to a lie detector test at the end of the scroll-free for a year contest period, so don't even think about sneaking off with your iPhone. Contestant hopefuls on Twitter are dreaming about what they would do for a year. While only one person will be chosen for the vitamin water challenge, it gives us something to think about. Maybe we should put down our phones, go for a hike. So, is it going to be like 10 people are going to put their cell phones down and only one is going to get a chance to win $100,000? If so, no way. No way, no way, no way. But if it's, they say, okay, you're our contestant. Easy. This would be easy for someone to do. Easy for someone to give up their mobile device for a year. For $100,000? Think about that. That's a payday. You know, now you're going to have to pay taxes on that. So it's probably more like $80,000 when it's all done. But fun stuff. Absolutely fun. Hey, David, thanks for joining the show tonight. Appreciate it. I'm live. All right. Star Trek Discovery Season 2, the trailer is out. Now, I did not see Star Trek Discovery Season 1. How many of you watched it? And is it worth me buying the series? The season 2 trailer looks pretty cool. And it is including one Mr. Spock. Looks like it could be a good series. Hey, I also want to turn you guys on to a YouTube channel that I am absolutely fascinated with. There's a gentleman from England who is touring India. And he's been on a couple of trips and he's doing some YouTube videos. He's went from obscurity to like 120,000 YouTube subscribers in a very short period of time. It's called Bald and Bankrupt, B-A-L-D and Bankrupt. This guy's personality is fantastic. He speaks a little Hindi and he shows a side of India that I never knew existed. Now he's been everywhere from the very poorest areas into some very upper end areas and everything in between, and intermixing with people and talking and the noise. And it's an amazing YouTube series. I like every day I'm going to his channel to see if there's something new. It's really is an impressive, and he's just got this, I don't know how to describe it, but this guy's going to go big, and you'll have a lot of fun watching his videos. Bald, B-A-L-D, and Bankrupt, B-A-N-K-R-U-P-T is his YouTube channel. Give it a check it out. Subscribe to it. Let me know if you think it's as cool as I think it is. All right, a fraudster was convicted of online banking thefts using, well, you look at this picture and you think, is this some whack job that did something weird? Well, this guy created like an audio morphing, it changed his voice. He's admitted to 9 counts of possession of an article for use in fraud and 2 counts of making and supplying an article for use in fraud. He's been sentenced to 20 months in prison. This thing allowed him to steal 500,000 pounds. And it looks like it was just purely by altering his voice. And what's interesting here is that the device in the top left-hand corner of it has, it looks to me like a picture of a small Jesus and Mary, maybe. It's just kind of a contradiction in terms. This guy was stealing money from banks, but he was using this device to alter his voice, allowing him to impersonate people of various ages and genders. He could change his voice to pretend to be a female bank official when trying to harvest account details from customers. And aside from the odd voice machine, a raid of the man's home yielded more than 100 pieces of evidence, including a hard drive containing deals on passports, ID cards, credit cards, and a spreadsheet with names and contact information of targets. It's pretty crazy if you look at this. This guy, it looks like you look at this and you're like, okay, someone really built something that actually worked? So it looks like something we'd find out of maybe a super geek's garage, and maybe that's what this guy was. But anyway, link will be up in the show notes on it. Definitely check it out. It's a little bizarre. Honda at CES 2019, its booth again will be loaded with robots. I'm not going to be over in the Las Vegas Convention Center, so I won't be at Honda. So you'll definitely see some of this online. So it looks like it's going to be pretty cool. Audi is going to turn a car into a literal movie theater at CES 2019. You know, the car dealers are in there big. They have big multi-million dollar booths. The Audi booth has always been really, really beautiful. So Audi announced last week they will debut 2 different in-car technology at CES. One will be of use to occupants when the vehicle is moving, and the other will rely on the vehicle being entirely stationary. So how many times you're sitting around your car waiting for your kids or something, and maybe they're going to have some sort of projection system on a screen? It's kind of cool. So we'll see what happens here with this announcement from Audi at CES. How many of you live in Austin? I know we've got some listeners in Austin because I can see it now in my podcast stats. Well, Apple's going to invest $1 billion in a new Austin campus. They plan on bringing 5,000 jobs to the Austin Metroplex. Essentially, this is going to be their third campus. The new 133-acre site is about a mile from an existing site. It will be initially able to support 5,000 additional employees with the ability, check this out, to grow to 15,000 15,000 workers. Apple also set a new office in Seattle. And they're expanding operations in Pittsburgh, New York, Boston, Portland, Oregon, and Boulder, leaving open the possibility of finding other places. Here's what this is about. I'm going to tell you exactly what this is about. And people, if you have a business, if you have a programming business in Austin, you're screwed. Because Apple can't get enough devs, enough of the type of people they want in California. So they got to have these additional campuses to be able to find the talent that they need. So everyone that's in Austin that's working for a startup right now, every dev, every engineer, anyone with any type of background that Apple wants is probably licking their chops. And HR managers are probably going to go into a mild cardiac arrest because wages are going to go way up in Austin to compete for those bodies. Now, if you think about this, they're also expanding. Again, we talked about they're expanding in Pittsburgh, New York, Boston, Portland, Boulder, Colorado. Again, big metroplexes with lots of people. Thus, be able to recruit people in to work. And this is amazing. And they added about 6,000 U.S. jobs this year. It's on track to reach its goal set out in January of adding 20,000 domestic jobs by 2023. It's what it is. It's a workforce. They can't find enough people in California. And imagine Austin's housing prices. For those of you that own a house in Austin, then you're thinking about selling. Jackpot. It's like Austin, everything is in the Austin Metroplex is going to explode. Now, some of you in Austin may not like that. Matter of fact, I sent Adam Curry a little tease today on Twitter. I said, hey, Adam, maybe it's time to move. And I linked this article. Austin is forever. Of course, Austin's already been really transformed. It's really a big tech hub now with many, many startups and also way too many of those stupid scooters as well. Now, we talked about an online bank a couple shows ago. And if this is true, I'm seriously going to move some money into this. So Robinhood has launched a no-fee checking savings with MasterCard that you can use at almost all ATMs. But here's the kicker. They're going to have no overdraft or monthly fees and a juicy 3% interest rate and a claim of more U.S. ATMs than the five biggest banks combined. Robinhood is using the scalability of software to pass impressive perks on the customers. The free stock trading app already used that approach to attack brokers like E-Trade and Charles Schwab that charge per trade fee. So now they're going into the larger financial service market with a model that put the squeeze on Wells Fargo, Chase, Bank of America. But users can earn 3% on all of the money they keep with Robinhood. There are no minimum fees, balances, or monthly membership, overdrafts. Now listen to this. There are no minimum balance or fees for monthly membership, overdrafts, foreign transactions, or card replacements. I even saw reimbursement on some ATM fees. This is big. 3% on savings? Now, you're not getting nobody probably listening to this show has a savings account giving them even a percent. It's horrible. Horrible. So 3% is a lot compared to most checking accounts that are out there today and savings accounts. You know, it's obviously not good to have a big bunch of money in those accounts because they just don't do well. You have to have them in some other marketplace. But if you've got a working amount of cash that's in there, let's say you got $10,000 in a savings account or $10,000 in a checking account, 3% is better than 1% or no percent in most accounts. So I think this is an opportunity here. Robinhood. Now, we've got to check out and see if they're FDIC insured and all that stuff. But it sounds to me like there's some potential here. So, banks, in all honesty, it's time the banks felt some pressure, especially when it comes to loaning money and that type of stuff for small businesses. If that ever can really be, banks are horrible. They don't, it's ridiculous how hard it is for small businesses to get loans because, you know, well, honestly, a lot of small businesses fail, but it is pretty ridiculous. It's nice to hopefully see the banking industry be shooken up a little bit. All right. How many of you have looked at a product online, read the review, so that's pretty cool, pulled the trigger on it, received it, and it was kind of like, eh. And, you know, if you bought it from Amazon, it's easy enough to return. But, you know, we're all kind of like, I've got some stuff here I got to send back. I'm kind of slow on the uptake on that type of stuff. But there's better ways to look at products beyond reviews. So if you're looking at buying something, especially making a major purchase, lots of demonstration videos out there. There's almost something for everything on YouTube. You can find testing of new products and services. You can also make sure that you're making use of good return policies and wish lists and different types of things that you can do to try to prevent yourself from getting stuck with a product and keep an eye out for fake reviews and that type of those types of activities. So a good article here by makeyouseof.com. I have the link up in the show notes for you to check out. Also, another great tip article is six effortless ways for six effortless Windows 10 tweaks that'll make your PC feel more like home, including start menu tweaks, notification tweaks, messing with the taskbar, and a variety of different things to really kind of really spice up and make your Windows 10 experience a little better. I'll have that up in the show notes for you as well. How many of you hang out on Reddit? I don't very much. There's a couple of channels over there that I'm forced to monitor, largely because they have some podcasting channels over there. Sometimes someone asks a question. And one of the things about Reddit is you can upvote, downvote comments. And there's a list of the top 15 downvoted Reddit comments of all time. Some of these are pretty entertaining. So I'll have in the show notes for you to check that out just for a little bit of a laugh. If you want to kind of see what people get irritated with or things that have caused people to really downvote something. It does show some of the dynamics of Reddit if you haven't hung out there very much. Best Buy has announced a nick of time sale for last minute deals on gadgets. They're promising the best deals on iPhones, MacBooks, Samsung TVs, and Beats headphones. So some of the discounts include $150 off an iPhone 10, iPhone 8, and iPhone 8 Plus, up to $200 on a MacBook Pro Touch Bar. About $40 on Dr. Dre Ear Beats earphones and a whole list of stuff. So if you haven't got your shopping done or if you want to save a little money on an item that maybe you have had your eye on, definitely check the link out that I'm providing for you. New article out of the BBC saying that Uber was told that their car was unsafe days before the accident that resulted in the death of a pedestrian. A leaked email from an employee warned Uber's bosses that its self-drive cars were involved in multiple crashes only days before the pedestrian was killed. And if this is the case, if you remember, Uber settled with that person very, very quickly. 2 or 3 days, or that person's family. 2 or 3 days, they came in with probably a big check. So the question is, if there was some discussion internally before the accident happened in Tempe, Arizona, they could be more at fault here. And if they didn't reveal this in discovery to the settlement that happened with the family, this could be bad news, more bad news for Uber. An Arkansas politician has introduced a bill to make it illegal. Now listen to this. This is a weird one. Arkansas politicians introduced to make it illegal for social media companies to block content he likes. This representative is trying to stop social media companies from moderating their own platforms. He appears to feel conservatives are being censored by Facebook, Twitter, and thinks rolling over the First Amendment Section 230 immunity is going to cure this perceived ill. The bill would allow the plaintiff to seek damages of a minimum of $75,000 per purposely deletion or censoring of the social media website's user speech, plus actual damages and punitive damages. Aggravating factors are present. Only social media companies with at least 75 million subscribers would be subjected to the individual's bill. The owner operator of a social media website who resides in this state is subject to a private right of action by a social media website user if the social media website purposely deletes or censors a social media website's user's religious or political speech, or uses a bot to suppress religious or political speech. So this is an interesting bill. And this is a wave of proposed legislation that is coming out in many states. So what do you think about this? Making it illegal for social medias to block content, censor content, censor channels. Do you think this has got some legs? Love to hear your thoughts. I can go, you know, on the surface, I'm kind of like, whoa, it's a little over the top. But you read through it, it's an interesting concept. The FCC says it will finally investigate nation's broadband availability maps. Well, okay. Senators have been complaining about the maps a little more lately as states vie for the FCC Mobility Fund Phase 2 auction subsidies, which dole out $4.5 billion to underconnected states over the next decade. So we'll see. Ajit Pai likes to talk about he's closing the digital divide. We'll see if he really does something here with this. And if the FCC takes a look at these and actually vets them instead of letting the companies to have their own thoughts. I'm looking at the recording going on from the show and it looks a little choppy. I don't know what's going on there. Hopefully it's just an optical illusion. Microsoft's been accused of collecting data even when you opt out in Windows 10. Of course, this story has been gone around two or three times, but it's steering once again. You know, earlier this year, Microsoft introduced a feature called Timeline, which allows you to jump back to work you're previously doing. You can also configure the feature to sync data from your PC to the cloud to work across multiple devices. Windows refers to this collection of information about your previous device behaviors as your activity history. And it appears that activity history is not completely locked down the way it should be. So if you're using activity history and jumping between machines, this may be an article for you. All right, I have not yet taken my ECG with my Apple Watch, but some early impressions about the heart monitoring is making the rounds. And so some people are liking it. Some people are saying it's, you know, it's useful, but not, you know, something they would make part of their normal lives. But some folks, I think it's going to use this a lot. And the author of this article says, I have a personal stake in the system working well. Genetics have left me susceptible to atrial fibrillation, a heart arrhythmia with severe heart implications. I currently experience an erratic mix of occasional arterial fibrillations and harmless premature arterial contractions, both of which I can feel as they happen. Medically, I have to monitor things, make sure that the frequency of this remains low and doesn't start appearing without symptoms I can feel. So he's looking for it, and he's using the device and to be able to monitor what's going on. So that's a good article. And I think that you're going to start finding that Apple Watch is going to start saving people. Nintendo has said that they're not going to restock the NES and SNES classic mini consoles. So if you haven't got one now, get out there and get her done. Get her done. Because after they run out here for Christmas holiday supplies, that's it. No more for at least they do the next round. Okay. And they don't have a date for doing any more whatsoever. Hey, Amazon's Alexa has introduced something called You-Know-Who Guard. Alexa Guard can alert you if an Echo detects smoke alarm, your smoke alarm, breaking glass. So interesting. So when you set You-Know-Who to a guard away mode, you'll get notifications on your phone if your device in your home detects the sound of a smoke or carbon monoxide alarm going off or hear glass breaking. They've also made some integration with ADT, Adobe, Scout Alarm to arm and disarm the devices and also work with your home security to turn lights on and off. So more and more, we'll see where this leads. Facebook wants you to buy HBO and other channels on Facebook and watch on Facebook. They want to get into the TV business. Please, folks, please don't spend more time on Facebook than you need to. Especially having an integrated HBO experience on Facebook. We're just going to make ourselves sick, people. Please don't do that. I've got a mic. This mic is, I had been messing around on this arm boom the other day, and I can tell that maybe it's time to change out a cable. It's getting a little riddle rattle here when I move the boom mic around. All right, YouTube Rewind 2018 is officially the most disliked video on YouTube, over 10 million dislikes in less than a week. Overtaking Justin Bieber's 2010 song Baby, which is under 10 million dislikes, which took a couple of years to get there. But YouTube Rewind beat it in 8 days. People are not at all happy with this particular 2018 Rewind. I haven't watched it. Might as well to see what all the fuss is about. One thing's for sure here is Amazon is... Oh, doggone it, this mic is rattling. Amazon is really gotten aggressive on their streaming devices. And they've introduced the 4K streaming for insanely cheap. But the Amazon Fire TV Stick is available for $35. At some point, they're just going to give these away. Also, many of you have been looking at a Roomba alternative. Eufy, E-U-F-Y, is a $200 Alexa-compatible, compatible RoboVac, keeps your floors clean so you don't have to. Eufy's going to be at CES, they're coming out with some new RoboVacs, so I think they're going to be in the sand, so hopefully I'll be able to get over and get to see them, but it's a lot cheaper, than... the one I have. So $199 right now. Great deal. Also, if you haven't built your own personal cloud, you can do so with the $170 QNAP TS328 NAS system. I've looked at these QNAPs before. The QNAP has an ARM quad core 1.4 gigahertz processor and 2 gigabit LAN ports and room for hot swappable SATA and HDD. It has two USB 3.0 parts. You can put fill three bays with three hard drives for a RAID 5 array. So, again, QNAP makes some pretty good stuff. I've been watching these guys for a while. $169 is the price on this QNAP device. At the same time, if you are looking for a Swiss Army knife, $22. Great deal. You can't upgrade to the $41.99 Swiss Army knife, which is 18 off its regular price, or go to the budget Evolution Swiss Army knife for $8 off its street price. The $22 Evolution has 14 different functions. Every man, boy, and even lady should have a Swiss Army knife. Let's be frank. If you've never had a Swiss Army knife, you need one. It's just the knife to have. It's got all the tools. It's, you know, it's got a can opener, scissors. It's got a saw. It's got a pick. It's got a Phillips screwdriver. It's got a regular straight screwdriver. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So with these savings are so big that me turning you on to these today should enhance you to consider becoming an insider here. All right. GeekNewsCentral.com/insider. This year for me in headphones has been horrible. I've lost, and it's all because of airplane stuff. And I've never lost headsets, but this year I've lost 3 headsets. 2 of them were Bose. For the life of me, I don't know how I did it. Distraction, get off the airplane. I don't know, but I've stopped buying headsets because I've lost like $400 worth of headsets. So today when I saw these Phiatons, they're $80 Bluetooth headphones with active noise canceling. I don't know. Has anybody used any of these? Again, Phiaton. It's not a company I'm familiar with. Phiaton. What are you guys using for noise canceling headsets? What's been your go-to lately? And hopefully something other than Bose. They do it, in my opinion, the best. But for the life of me, I can't keep from losing them. So I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts on that. All right, final article of the night. Niantic, the maker of Pokemon Go and Ingress, has received a new $200 million funding round. That's amazing. That's going to value the company at $3.9 billion. I'm still playing Ingress even today. I don't play Pokemon Go, though. So I do play it on from time to time. All right, let's see if we have any comments come in. I haven't. All right. Geeknews@gmail.com is a place to be. It's late. I'm tired. I'm getting punchy. Thank you for being here. Thank you for staying subscribed. Kirk, thanks for the good job on getting the show prepped done today. I think I only added one show. Those of you, make sure you come back to Geek News Central too, because Kirk's putting in the time hacks on the website. He does it a day or two after the show's published, but if you want to be able to get the time hacks and be able to go to a specific part in the show, he's got the time hacks in the show notes, and all you got to do is click on it, and it'll jump the audio to the exact part where I start to talk about that specific article. So make sure you come back to Geek News Central on a regular basis if you're looking for the time hack for a specific piece. And you can kind of see that it doesn't run sequential because I rearranged the articles from what he preps them from. I kind of put them in my own, you know, sequence. So definitely check that out at geeknewscentral.com. All right, we'll be back with you on Monday for another show. And I'll pre-reveal what we're announcing Tuesday. And everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the HANA. I'll see you on Monday. Thanks so much for your support of the sponsor. And those of you that become insiders, thank you. I know we've had some new insiders jumping on and making monthly contributions and some single contributions as well. I definitely appreciate it. I really, really do. It helps out a lot. Everyone, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. Take care. Aloha.